USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was reelected to his eighth term as GOP leader on Tuesday. Regarding the presidential election, the Kentucky Republican reminds everyone,
let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election, and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate, too, if they lost again, only if they lost. The people who pushed this hysteria could not have more egg on their face than they do right now.
The Russia investigation is back in the spotlight on Capitol Hill. Senators hearing from former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
With the votes continuing to be counted in the presidential election, it remains unclear if the immigration policy will be changing next year. One thing that is clear, though, according to former acting director of ICE Tom Homan, President Trump's border wall is a success.
Brian, the data is clear. Every place they put a border barrier and a border wall, it has resulted in decreased illegal immigration and decreased drug flow. This is a wall that the Border Patrol asked for. The experts on the border asked for this, and the president giving it to them, giving them the wall exactly where they want it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. McDonald's CEO says it's very clear that the United States will need a new coronavirus stimulus measure. Congress and the White House have yet to reach a deal on the next round of coronavirus relief, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying after the election day, although the votes are still being counted, that he'd favor a bill by the end of the year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least 13 Republican women are joining the 117th U.S. Congress after dominating the 2020 elections, making history for the highest number of women in the House of Representatives. Republicans have been watching their numbers in the House rise, and 6 of the 8 seats flipped red were owed to women. Regarding the huge gains, Republican Senator from Louisiana Steve Scalise says,
yeah, we got some great, great new members coming in this freshman class. They really organized well, and they went up against the stream of the, you know, the media projections that Nancy Pelosi was going to gain another 10 seats. Instead, the opposite happened. We're probably up by about 10 on our side, and there are a few races on the West Coast that still haven't been called that are leaning our way.
College football continuing to deal with the coronavirus pandemic.
Saturday's football game between Auburn and Mississippi State has been postponed as the Bulldogs deal with an outbreak of COVID-19 cases. According to Mississippi State's athletic director, a number of positive tests and players quarantining as close contacts have left the team without the required 53 scholarship players. The game will be rescheduled for December 12th. The Bulldogs aren't the only SEC team dealing with the virus. Texas A&M has shut down their practice facility after several positive tests. And LSU confirmed multiple positive tests this past weekend, putting their game this Saturday against Alabama in jeopardy. From the USA News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.